Oh, hi, Edward. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm busy, busy.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So I was just following up regarding the payment. I know you asked me to follow up with you at this time. We're still having trouble processing it.
I don't have the funds to pay you guys right now. I'm in a custody battle and then trying to maintain my house on my own, and being a single dad is kind of taking its toll. So,
I bet.
At this point in time, I don't have the means to make that $300 payment.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that to me, because I want to give you an option, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is, you can get it paid before then, which would prevent the December 1st payment, because if not, that'll become $598 on December 1st, and it continues to reoccur until this, settles. So one thing you can do, and you don't have to do this today because you're going through a divorce, you have a lot on your plate right now, but your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you wanted to, I could take those off, and that would lower that past due amount to just $199. And as long as you get that paid, no later than, 3 business days before the 1st would probably be November 28th or something like that. It'd be like November 25th. So, get it paid no later than November 25th, and then we could either, A, push the next payment out 30 days for you, so you'd be paid in full until December 25th, or if you wanted to at that point, you could even put the account on hold or cancel it altogether until you figure out what you're going to do, with your personal life. But,
okay.
Yeah, that would be one option that we could do that'll, kind of help you out a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that. I'd be very grateful for that.
Of course. Yeah. Like I said, thank you for explaining everything to me. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through a lot. It does sound like you have a lot on your plate, and it's close to the holidays and whatnot too. So I get it. So, do you want me to, put the new card in now and just set it to process towards the end of the month? Or do you want me to just call you in a week or so and see if you could do the $199 then, or what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, if you could just follow up with me, because that's the only card that I would use.
Okay.
And I have a couple jobs I'm finishing up, so hopefully I get paid here shortly.
Our church out here in Southern California is coming to UVU on Sunday to do a crusade. It's called Hope for America. So my daughter, she just moved back here from Provo, and she was like, I want to go back over there, was just like, oh, it's just too much, right now. Everybody has so much going on this time of year, too. But if we could have, we definitely would have gone back. And we love visiting that area. It's so beautiful with the mountains and everything. And
I'm so lost without mountains.
Yes, yes. That's how I am, where we're 4 miles from the beach. So anytime I go somewhere that's too far from the ocean or the water, I feel lost,
Yeah. It's like, what direction am I going?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. So the mountains are your navigation.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, for a while she lived up there right on the mountain BYU, the big Y, was up there on that mountain. Yeah, she had an apartment up there for a while. It was really, really pretty view, but not practical for having little kids, It was so high up, and their balcony was, I was just like, this isn't a good place for kids, but it sure is a pretty view,
Right.
Yeah, for sure. So
too many videos.
Okay.
Cares about that.
I know, I know. And, you know, her little boys are daredevils. They like to climb railings and all that. I just kept thinking, I hope they don't fall off that railing one day. It was so scary. But, you know, they made it back here to Southern California in one piece. So I'm grateful.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck with your little jobs coming up. And if you, you know, can, wanted to go check out that little event on Sunday, you'd probably be, pleasantly surprised. It looks like it's going to be a fun thing.
So is it next Sunday or this coming Sunday?
The 16th. It's this Sunday. Yep, the 16th. Yep, it's called Hope for America. You can just Google it and it'll show. I don't know. There's like Phil Wickham and Chris Tomlin, some of the really good bands and stuff that'll be there. And then he's going to have a message. But, yeah, he's doing it at UVU. So,
okay.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, it says it's at 6:00 Mountain Time on Sunday. Yep.
Okay.
And it's a free event. It'll say if you look it up, tickets available now, but you can go without a ticket. It's a free event. So even if you print out a ticket, it's just going to be like probably just for a head count, but it's a free event.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. All right. You're welcome. Yeah, I hope that that gives you a little bit of encouragement, and then I'll talk to you within a couple of weeks, and we'll see where you're at that time, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, have a good evening, too, Edward.
You too. Bye.